Welcome, everyone, ready to dive deep. Today, we're tackling the parables Jesus used, you know, those stories from the Bible.
Should be fascinating.
Yeah, we've got verses straight from Scripture, plus tons of analysis from different sources. But here's the twist.
Oh, twist. I like twists.
We're not just going to, like, retell the stories. We're going after the why. Why did Jesus teach this way?
The why. That's where things get really interesting. It's like a window into how he thought, how people learned back then.
Exactly. So first things first, got to make sure we're all on the same page, right? What is a parable, like officially?
You'd think there'd be some straightforward definition, but the sources are kind of vague on that.
No textbook answer, huh?
Not exactly. But if you look at the verses themselves, it's clear these aren't just any stories. They're like analogies.
The analogies, okay.
Yeah, using stuff everyone back then would get, you know, everyday things, but they're pointing to these bigger, deeper spiritual truths.
Got it. So not just entertainment, but a way to teach.
Exactly. And if you look at Matthew 13:34-35, it almost sounds like Jesus wouldn't speak unless it was in a parable.
Wow, really? That's serious commitment to a teaching style.
Right. And Mark 4:2 backs that up, saying he used parables for lots of his teaching. So this wasn't just a random thing. It was strategic.
Deliberate. Okay, now this is where I always get tripped up. Both Mark 4:9-12 and Luke 8:9-10, they both say parables were kind of secretive.
Ah, yeah, the hidden meaning element.
Like hiding the real meaning from some people while revealing it to others. Why do that? Seems counterintuitive if you want to spread a message.
Yeah, it's a head-scratcher that's kept people debating for centuries. Some scholars think it was, like, making people earn their understanding.
Work for it.
Right, like a spiritual puzzle to solve. You only get the full picture if you put in the effort.
Interesting. But then who gets to solve the puzzle? That's a whole other question.
Right. Was it a way to filter out folks who weren't truly invested? Maybe it was testing their commitment? And this is a different take.
Okay, I'm listening.
Maybe it was about meeting people where they were at spiritually. Some folks might have been ready for the full truth. Others needed it gradually.
Tailoring the approach. Kind of sophisticated when you think about it.
It is. And it shows parables weren't meant to be simplistic. They make you think. They raise questions. They get you on this path of discovery.
Makes sense. Especially when you look at Mark 4:3334. Jesus actually explained the parables privately to his disciples.
Oh, yeah. That's key. Like giving them the behind-the-scenes scoop, the director's commentary. Yeah.
VIP access for the disciples. I guess they were the ones who had to carry the message forward. So
exactly. But even for us, the fact that there were deeper layers, well, it makes these stories so much more fascinating to unpack, right?
Totally. To really see how this works, how about we look at one? The parable of the lost sheep, Luke 15:3. What do you think?
Perfect example. On the surface, it's simple. Shepherd loses a sheep, goes and finds it. Everyone's felt that panic of losing something precious.
It hooks you right in, emotionally.
Mm.
But I'm guessing it's not really about sheep, is it?
Nope. There's this whole other level. The lost sheep. It symbolizes those spiritually lost. The shepherd. That's Jesus, searching for us.
Wow. So it's about God's love, his pursuit of us, even when we stray.
Exactly. And that's the genius of it, right? You've got this simple story that everyone gets, but then, bam. This huge, profound meaning underneath.
And that's what makes them so effective.
Yeah.
They get you in with the emotion, then you're suddenly grappling with these big spiritual ideas.
It's brilliant. Speaking of grappling, what about the persistent widow, Luke 18:1? That one feels super relevant to prayer.
Oh, yeah. That one sticks with you. She just keeps badgering that judge until he gives her what she wants.
Persistence. It's the message. Like a lesson in not giving up no matter what.
So if you're struggling with something, keep pushing, keep praying.
Totally. And that's what's cool. Jesus used these parables not just for grand theology, but for everyday stuff his listeners were dealing with.
Real life problems. Makes it so relatable. But it's not just the parables, is it? Jesus used symbols and metaphors elsewhere, too.
You're right. Like John 10:6, he uses this figure of speech that totally confuses the people listening. And in Hebrews 9:9, the tabernacle itself is a symbol. The Greek word they use is actually parabole.
Wow. So even when it wasn't a full-blown story, he was still using this kind of language.
He knew how powerful it was. It helps us grasp things that are hard to explain, connects us to them emotionally, helps us find personal meaning.
And we still do it today. Think about all the metaphors we use every day without even realizing it.
Exactly. And they work because they tap into these shared human experiences, things we all understand.
Which I guess is why Jesus' parables still work today. They might be old stories, but the principles behind them are timeless.
100%. And that's something we can all learn from, whether we're teachers, writers, or just talking to friends. This stuff matters. Using stories, metaphors, it makes what we say more impactful, sticks with people, makes them think.
Yeah, it's about getting people involved in the conversation, not just passively listening.
You got it. So next time you hear a parable, don't just skim the surface. Really ponder it. Ask yourself, what's it trying to teach me? What's the connection to my life? Don't be afraid to dig deep.
Love that. And speaking of digging deeper, we're just getting started. When we come back, we'll uncover even more about why Jesus chose this method, what made it so effective, and how we can all use those same techniques to become better communicators ourselves.
Can't wait. It's like he knew, right? How to get people hooked, make them really think, way before any of our fancy communication tricks today.
Yeah, he was way ahead of the curve. But you know that whole secretive thing about the parables, the one we were talking about? I'm still kind of stuck on that.
Oh, yeah. Who got the message and who didn't? It's tricky. Some scholars think, actually, Mark 4:0-12, it's been misinterpreted over the years.
Really? How so?
Well, it talks about people hearing but not understanding, those on the outside. Lots of folks took that to mean Jesus was purposely hiding the meaning from some.
That's kind of how I always pictured it, to be honest, like being deliberately vague.
But there's another way to look at it. Maybe it wasn't about excluding anyone, but more about encouraging them to, like, lean in.
Lean in.
Yeah. Like, the parables were meant to spark curiosity, make people want to figure it out. Not a barrier, but an invitation.
Okay. I can see that.
Uh-huh.
And it fits with him explaining stuff to the disciples later.
Right. Okay?
Not keeping secrets, but giving them the deeper dive once they were ready.
Exactly. It's like saying, hey, want the simple version? Fine. But we can go deeper, too, if you're up for it.
Huh. I like that. Makes it way more interactive. And that's smart, right? Reaching people at different levels wherever they're at.
Super smart. And it means the parables, they weren't meant to be just like one size fits all. Anyone could get something from them. But there was always more to discover if you wanted.
So inclusive, but also challenging at the same time. Kind of like good teaching should be, I guess.
Totally. And there's a lesson in that for all of us, right? Whether we're teaching, writing, anything. It's not about dumbing things down.
Right. Got to meet people where they are, make them curious, let them uncover the meaning.
You got it. That's real communication. So next time you come across a parable, don't just skim it. Think about it. What's it saying to you? What's the connection to your life?
Don't be afraid to really dig in there. Good advice. You know what else I find fascinating about these parables? It's not like they're just random stories. They're woven into, like, the bigger picture of what Jesus was doing and saying.
Oh, absolutely. They had a purpose. They weren't just for fun. They illustrated his points, challenged people's ideas, you know, made him see things differently.
So you can't just take the story by itself. Got to look at the context, too, where it fits in.
100%. Like the Good Samaritan, classic example.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Helping people. Even if they're different from you.
Compassion, right. But when you look at why Jesus told that story, it gets even more powerful. He was talking to a lawyer who was trying to justify not being compassionate.
Like putting him on the spot. Showing him up, in a way.
Exactly. And then using a Samaritan as the hero, that was huge. Back then, Jews and Samaritans, they did not get along.
So he's teaching about compassion and breaking down social barriers at the same time. Sneaky.
Right. Like multiple messages layered in there. And that's what makes Jesus such a brilliant teacher. One story, and he's tackling all these issues, making people think on multiple levels.
It really is amazing. All that depth packed into these stories that seem so simple at first glance makes me wonder what else we're missing if we don't really, really think about them.
Great question. And one worth pondering, for sure. You know, another thing about the parables, it really is amazing how these stories, you know, from so long ago, they still speak to us today.
It's true. It's like there's something timeless about them, something that just clicks with us no matter when we're living.
It's the themes, I think. Forgiveness, compassion, second chances. Those are things everyone struggles with no matter what century it is.
Yeah, human nature, right. It doesn't really change that much. It's like each parable's got this little nugget of wisdom inside. And if we let it, it can really, I don't know, change how we see things.
I love that image, like a seed that grows. And it's true, stories have this power to shift our perspective, not just about the world, but about ourselves too. And maybe even about, well, something bigger than ourselves.
So, big question as we wrap this up. What's the one thing you hope people listening will take away from all this?
I'd say it's this. Don't underestimate the power of a good story. Whether it's, you know, one of these parables or something your grandma told you or even just something you saw on the news. Stories. They can move us, teach us, get us doing things differently.
Help us figure out, like, where we fit in, what it all means.
Yeah, exactly. And when you find a story that really grabs you, really makes you think, sit with it for a while. Ask yourself, what's it trying to tell me? What's the connection to my life?
Good advice. Anytime. Not just for reading the Bible.
Oh, for sure. Stories are everywhere. We just gotta be ready to listen.
So, to everyone listening.
Yeah.
Go back to some of the parables we talked about, maybe one that really spoke to you or one that always confused you, and read it again. Think about it with all this new stuff we've learned.
Why did Jesus tell that story? What was he getting at? And how does it apply to your life? Right here, right now.
Because this deep dive we did, this is just the start, right?
Yeah.
There's so much more to discover. So keep exploring, keep asking questions, and let those stories work their magic.